The AP's Julie Walker with the latest.
It looks like Mother Nature giveth and Mother Nature taketh away. Meteorologists predict that eclipse day clouds could blanket parts of the path, which stretches from Mexico and Texas through Maine and parts of Canada. Forecasters say the northeastern U.S., particularly northeast Vermont, northern New Hampshire, and most of Maine, look like they have the best chance of clear skies, along with central Arkansas to southern Indiana. As for the clouds, forecasters say they may obscure the best views in upstate New York along with Texas. National Weather Service meteorologist Cody Snell.
That's just the nature of having the eclipse occur in the month of April. This weather pattern is pretty typical for spring, and it's cloudy.
I'm Julie Walker.
AP correspondent Charles de la Desma now reports on Israel's pullout from Khan Yunis.
New video footage shows the destruction at Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis after Israel pulled out some of its troops from the Gaza Strip city. Israel's military announced it was drawing back forces who've been operating in the area. Military officials say the forces are recuperating and preparing for future operations, while a significant number remain elsewhere in Gaza. Meanwhile, a smattering of Palestinians are returning to Khan Yunis, now devastated after frequent airstrikes. Israel's vowed a ground offensive on the southernmost Gaza city of Rafah, considered Hamas's last stronghold. The prospect of such an offensive has raised global alarm, including from top ally the US, which has demanded to see a credible plan to protect civilians. I'm Charles de la Desma.
U.S. President Joe Biden announced Monday new plans to ease student debt that would benefit tens of millions of Americans, the administration said. This is VOA News. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump on Monday said abortion laws should be determined by U.S. states, stopping short of proposing a national ban and choosing a more moderate stance heading into November's general election. In a video post on his social media platform, the former U.S. president said he supported exceptions for rape, incest, and to protect the life of the mother. He also reiterated that he supports the availability of in vitro fertilization. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports now on efforts to restore shipping in the U.S. port city of Baltimore, Maryland, after that fatal accident in which a cargo ship crashed into a major bridge and caused it to collapse.
Crews are starting to remove containers that fell as a result of the Baltimore Key Bridge collapse. Containers from the deck of the Dolly, the cargo ship that caused the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore, are being removed this week as weather permits. The ship has been trapped under mangled steel in the Patapsco River since it slammed into the bridge on March 26th, killing six workers. It's an important step in reopening the shipping lanes. For now, ships have been passing on either side of the wreckage or through temporary channels. The White House said the Army Corps of Engineers hopes to open a limited access channel for barge container ships and some vessels by the end of April. It hopes to restore normal capacity to Baltimore's port by May 31st. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
The United Nations top court has opened hearings in a case that seeks an end to German military and other aid to Israel. Nicaragua claims that Berlin is enabling acts of genocide and breaches of international law in Gaza, where Israel's offensive has left more than 33,000 Palestinian dead, according to Palestinian sources. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Israel strongly denies its military campaign amounts to breaches of the Genocide Convention. While the case brought by Nicaragua centers on Germany, it indirectly takes aim at Israel's military campaign in Gaza, following the deadly October 7th attacks when Hamas-led militants stormed into southern Israel, killing some 1,200 people. Germany's foreign ministry spokesperson said Berlin rejects Nicaragua's accusations and has never breached either the Genocide Convention or international humanitarian law. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Swiftly melting snow triggered the worst recorded flooding in Russia's Ural Mountains, forcing thousands of people to flee their homes. As some of Europe's biggest rivers swelled to bursting point, Russia declared an emergency in the Orenburg region near Kazakhstan after the Ural River, which is Europe's longest river, swelled several meters in hours on Friday. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.
Hits, only the Voice of America.